Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of black bulls, queens of spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It is the Doc Chocolate Show and Venus Cacoldress and everybody else that's on here. But Venus is going to come up with her own intro. So let me go ahead and come up with my own intro. This is Bulls and Queens, the podcast. And make sure that you check out my fun and educational and sometimes entertaining stuff at bullsandqueens.com. You can get your free ebook, The Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. It will save your life and it will help you to avoid lion minds that will blow you the fuck up, because we want you to have a fucking good time. Isn't that right, everybody?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, let's try that one more time. Isn't that right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yes.
Hell yes.
Get it. It's free. And if you don't like it, I will give you or refund you 10 times the amount that you paid for it, which is absolutely nothing. So if you're bad at math, sorry to hear that. And also make sure that you check out my content. It is on OnlyFans and you can check that out on bullsandqueens.com. Make sure y'all leave me a good positive 5-star review if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or any other podcast platform. But without further ado, we have, drum roll please. This is the point where I add in the fake drum roll. We have Venus Cacoldress. Say hi.
Hello, everybody. This is going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward to this so much.
And we have Fun Charlie 420.
Hi, everybody.
Why do they call you 420?
Because I like smoke.
Wow. And we have Wendy and Judd, aka Blonde on the Bay. What's up, y'all?
Hey, we're happy to be here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Why they call you Blonde on the Bay?
I'm blonde. I live on a bay.
That's very self-explanatory.
There you go. Very, very self-explanatory. And he's OG Cuthbend because I started the name Cuthbend, and he's the first one.
Oh shit. Okay. Not the first, the last, and the only.
And the only.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. And they call me Doc Chocolate because I look like chocolate and I taste like chocolate, and I'm melting your hands and not in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are like, no, not really. So how do people find you guys, Blonde on the Bay?
Well, you can find me at Blonde on the Bay on X, on FetLife, and on OnlyFans.
Beautiful, beautiful. And we're going to talk about your OnlyFans and all that stuff here a little bit later on. And Miss Venus, how do people find you?
Oh, it's so easy. VenusCuckoldress.com. That's where you can find me.
Beautiful. It's so simple. She's like, this is VenusCuckoldress.com. You should already know where the fuck to find me at.
And yeah, but you're not going to find me on OnlyFans, so don't look there. Don't ask me for it.
But we have a video on OnlyFans together, though. Like, you remember?
Lies. Nothing but lies.
Okay. And Miss Fun Charlie 420, where do we find you at, my dear?
You can find me. Actually, funcharlie.com will lead you to every place you want to go.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
My ex, my OnlyFans, my ManyVids, everything.
What if I want to go in your vagina?
That's extra.
Damn it.
You might find it, but it's extra.
All right. It's extra.
Yeah.
It's easy to find, and it's very, very fun to find.
Yeah.
All right. But today, just being serious right now, because you guys know I'm a jokester and I'm full of dad jokes and shit like that. But today we're going to talk about Blonde on the Bay, aka Wendy and Judd's journey in the lifestyle. So they met 30 years ago, is it?
31 years ago.
31 and a half years ago.
1993, January 19th.
Wow, that is awesome. So
1993.
I was 13 years old back then.
Oh, shut up.
I'm actually the youngest person on here right now. Like,
I feel you, cute. Like, yeah.
Every blind date, the two of us.
Dates.
What in the blind?
Well, yeah, we knew somebody.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But okay. You didn't know each other.
Nope.
I was going to a movie with my girlfriend, and my buddy, a friend of mine, called me up. He was back in town, and he's, you know, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to a movie. He said, well, I'm here with a friend. I said, well, you can come to the movie. And it was Forever Young, Mel Gibson, and he was a friend. And I took one look at him, and I went home that night, and I told my mom, I said, I met this most incredible guy. And we were engaged 4 months later.
That is awesome.
I love those stories.
That is awesome. And like when you guys first met, I'm assuming that you guys were more vanilla / traditional in your relationship. Is that correct?
18 years. Yeah. We were
totally monogamous. Yeah. We've only been lifestyle for the last 10. First 20 years of our marriage, we were completely monogamous and vanilla. Like, I didn't even know any of this existed. He did, because he's a perv.
Oh, wow. He did.
I love it.
Wow.
He knew it was out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about that, Charlie and Venus? Like, what do y'all think about that?
Not surprising at all.
No, yeah. But he knew, yes, that she didn't know. I can see that. I mean, guys just are more apt to go for porn, and the longer you look, the more you got to look for more funky stuff, and I think you find
we always had lots of toys to play with,
it was just the two of us, but we made our own little home movies and played with toys and dressed up and had stuff
for 18 years. And okay. Some of our friends would actually laugh at us. They were always joined at the hip. We did everything together. We did our holidays together. We, raised our two kids. It was just the two of us all the time.
Okay. That's okay. Awesome. And so tell us, what is the genesis of y'all jumping into the cuckolding lifestyle? So you guys are this handsome and pretty couple living in Canada, probably by a bay. And what happened?
So after being married for 18 years, everything was the two of us. Something happened at a small party in our little town. And
one of the husbands in the friend group
managed to get Wendy's number.
Started texting me, and I was flattered. I mean, oh my gosh, after 18 years. Somebody else thinks I'm attractive. I was blown away. And I was super flattered. And I was under the sheets at night texting him. And
until he caught me.
And I didn't do anything bad. I didn't cheat. Nothing like that. I was just, sexting with somebody.
Under the sheets?
Yeah. He said, well, if you want to do this, we can do it together. And it still took him 2 years to convince me.
2 years later, she finally was okay to go to a small party. And she had parties with extra men being brought in for the ladies, a greedy girl party. So it was, what did you dress up as? You dressed up
as a naughty school girl.
So
it was fun. I was sure, okay, fine, we'll go to this party. Nobody's going to want me. Because I was 42 back then, or 43, and I'm just I'm old. Nobody's gonna be interested at all. And we got there, and I was wrong.
Yeah.
It was a fun night. But I did. I mean, oh my gosh, I finally made it into a room with Judd and another gentleman. First, I asked him to double bag, which of course didn't go very well. So, okay, take one off. And I just lay there on the bed with my hands over my eyes. And I'm like, just do it. Because it's the first cock I'd had that wasn't his in 20 years.
This tiny little room, but yet it still had a little chair right beside the bed.
Still had a cock chair.
So not even knowing what it was at the time.
He sat there I sat there and watched him for the first time.
Not even knowing what it was. It just.
No. And then it was just like, my God.
When's the next party? When could we go back?
Yeah. And we just, it came down to going in downtown Vancouver, picking up guys, driving around Stanley Park, having sex in the back while he was driving. And I really jumped in with both feet.
I love that.
You know, what's funny is that I might've been at that same party. Cause I've been to the greedy girl parties and, it's so funny. I'm right around that same time frame too. So there is a possibility that I was.
Our paths have crossed.
It would have been September 2014 was the first party.
And it would have been right around there.
She had good parties there. It was a great place.
Great parties, absolutely. And I enjoyed those events. For those of you guys listening, those are they're kind of like gangbang parties, but not necessarily gangbangs, but greedy girls, because there's lots of guys and fewer women. And, those were some of the first parties that I went to that were skewed like that, that weren't the swingers parties or. And so, but I do remember it was at that time, I think I did bring a black guy with me, and we were having sex, and she had a big orgy room, big, right?
Yeah.
And I just remember looking up and looking around, and I was like, damn, there's a lot of dudes that are just standing there, lining the room all around it, just jerking off, watching me. I'm like, this is so weird. So I could totally, I'm so proud of you, girl, for actually doing something at that party, because that sounds like that was you just had to get past that point. And then now look at you running with it.
Yeah.
But you said that it was you had to be you had to go in slowly until you were ready to really jump in. What were your biggest fears about it? Other than, okay, this is different from my husband, but I think from what I've heard, a lot of women are hesitant because they're like, hey, what's the catch? You must want some sort of thing out of this that you're not telling me about, or you want to sleep with other women, or this is going to be weaponized at some point down the road. What were your big hangups at that time?
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous dark chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with dark chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
I think I was worried about our relationship falling apart. Truly.
Right.
Like, yeah. Because in my whole life, I had said to him, I can't have sex with somebody unless I love them. And I was really promiscuous before I met him. But I convinced myself that I was in love with every single one of them, even if it was for 3 days. But that's why I had sex with them, because I loved them.
Yeah.
And so I was really worried that I was going to fall in love with somebody else. And I've had lots of crushes. And I had a sort of boyfriend for a few, 5 years or so. And now I fully am in it for the enjoyment and the fun. He's the person that I love. And I'm not looking for a boyfriend or anything anymore. And we're so rock solid right now. Like, we're probably better than we've ever been because we've found the dynamic that truly fits us. And we're super happy.
Nice. I love it. I love it.
Yes, absolutely.
So let me ask you this. You said that you were worried, Wendy, that you'd fall in love. Like, how big was that worry?
It was substantial.
The way you grew up.
I grew up. You know, you fall in love with one person, and that's the person you have sex with for the rest of your life. And then if that ends, then you fall in love with another person, and that's the person you have, you know, just that's always the person you have to be in love to have sex. So it was really hard for me to disassociate the fun and the sex from my heart and falling in love. It's taken a few years, but I'm there.
That's awesome. When I finally found like lifestyle, it felt like a whole part of my life had been missing. Like, I'd found the thing that I was looking for that I didn't know I was looking for. Did you guys feel that when you got there and found it and found your groove?
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
It was like the final piece to the puzzle. Everything that I had been missing. When I was 18, I was working at a little clothing boutique, and some strippers came in who were going to be doing a show. And I was working at this little boutique, and they were in there buying G-strings and stuff. And they asked me if they had a spot. Hey, would you like to join us? And I was so excited. Oh my God. I'm like, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I get to travel. It's going to be great. Went home and asked my mom and dad. And they're like, oh, absolutely. You can totally do this. Just don't ever come home.
Oh, damn.
So I was like, oh, I mean, I should have expected that reaction given the way I was raised. But so all my life I've kind of wanted something that I didn't quite know what it was. And now I know what it was.
And it's just not the sex now. It's the community that we've found and we've been accepted into. I guess you could say ever since we did our first splash a couple of years ago, and I had to yet again another half a year to convince her to go to Splash. She goes, I can't go to Splash. I don't know anybody there. I'm getting nervous. It's not our thing. So I convinced her to go last July or no, and then we booked last March. We get put into groups. So before you go, just like we did our party, you get a chance to know people and get a chance to talk with them. So even before you did our first Splash, we already felt like we were, you know, accepted, and people knew who we are, and we knew other people. So when we showed up at Splash the first time, missed the East Coast, Craig, was there, and he accepted us and took us around and introduced us to people. But so it's not just the sex. It's a big part of it. Yes, that's why we're doing it. But at the same time, we found our people. We found our, we have found our tribe. We get along with everybody. It's a great, a nice feeling to have, actually.
Yeah. And I think in this lifestyle is very, very important to be able to find your tribe. Right. And I already apologize to you guys privately about this, but when you guys came to Vegas a few years ago, I think it was during the pandemic, like I was just able, I was like, and Wendy's like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Like, how come he's not like meeting up with me? And like, I was going through life shit. And then you guys were able to meet up with Craig McKinney, who y'all mentioned. And he basically showed y'all around. And you guys found your tribe at Splash, which is Splash Mocha. For those of you guys, ladies that are listening to this, it is a, well, Venus, explain it real quick what Splash Mocha is.
It's heaven.
It's heaven.
It's
and there's angels and harps playing and
dicks everywhere.
It's heaven for your pussy. Yeah. And it's amazing. It's a hotel takeover event. They have them all over the place in the US, but I've only been to the one in Houston for the last couple of years. I'll be then there again in November. And yeah, it's a hotel takeover event. It's run really well. And it is like heaven. There's just black men everywhere. And I'm just like, oh, this is where I belong.
Yeah.
When I met Venus at Splash Mocha Houston, she was like, oh my God, you're like my little black angel.
What?
That's what she said. She was like, it's heaven. You're like my little black angel. That's what she said. Oh, verbatim. And then she dissed me because I didn't bring any coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Yeah.
Coconut oil. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you guys this. Did you guys come from a religious background? Because I know that Wendy, Judd, you guys were saying that, hey, this was something which, you know, was kind of taboo. And, you know, we weren't used to all this, you know, like, did y'all come from like a background where you're like, hey, you should not be doing this shit?
Well, I didn't really. We went to church once in a while, like Christmas time and Easter and blah, blah, blah. Nothing serious. I think it's Wendy was brought up.
I was.
By your mom.
My dad's like super open guy. My mom was not so much. So the first time I told my mom that a guy fingered me, she said, don't you ever do that again. And I'm like, fuck. Okay. So I wasn't going to not do that again. I just decided, well, I guess this is somebody who I thought I could tell everything to. Yeah. I can't tell her anything.
Yeah.
But now I can. Yeah. Because after a year of being in the lifestyle, I told my mom that we were swingers. And it's been something for her to wrap her head around. And now she actually, I did a little photo shoot on the beach down at my mom and dad's back in June.
Yeah.
And I took some topless pictures and nudes and stuff down on the beach and told her that I was going to do this. And she's like, can I come and watch? And I'm like, sure. So, yeah, she's very interested and has said things like, you know, when I go to Splash, have fun, do all the things I wish I could have done. Aww. So she's come full circle. She
yeah, really has that's amazing.
In her support. So.
And your dad knows, but we just don't.
We don't talk.
We don't talk.
We don't like. It's not dinner conversation. My lifestyle. The kids know that we're swingers and that we're weird, but not the fine details.
Right.
It's a need to. They don't need to know.
Wow, and that's pretty. You guys are pretty open because, like, I mean, you tell everybody about your background, Fun Charlie.
Like
before you like got into being Fun Charlie.
Oh. I guess I was married for 18 years and then, divorced, moved around, lived with my parents, took care of them for a little bit. And then the pandemic happened and I, at that point, still had not dated much since my divorce. It was like 3 or 4 years. And I took a deep dive into BDSM. Was really interested in everything. I was like, oh my God, this is freaking awesome. Where has this been? And then I got on a dating website at the end of the pandemic and met my ex, and he introduced me to the lifestyle because I was like, all these vanilla guys, I'm just tired of the, you know, the 2 minute interactions that are supposed to be sex. And he's like, well, you got to get in the lifestyle. And I'm like, well, what's that? And he's like, oh. And I had no idea. I was in Florida and it's everywhere, but you know, hidden. And I'm like, how is this like in plain sight? But you know, you don't know unless you know. And that was it. Like I went to my first party. It was a swimming or a house pool party. And we did a lot of firsts for me there. And then that night I had my first MFM and had a blast. And I was like, this is it. I'm done. So that, yeah, it was just like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But I came from a very religious background also. And so it was a lot of like, you know, working, going, okay. But by the time I was to the point where I was looking at BDSM, I was in non-monogamy. I was, you know, kind of there already, but anyway.
Yeah. And this one, she tries to beat the shit out of me every night. Like she tries to stick things in my ass. Like she tries to stick, like, I'm like, this is a little entrance, oh, baby.
Oh my God. Stop asking me to. We're gonna go there.
Oh man. But I mean, it seems like you guys definitely have a very open family, because not everybody is blessed with being able to just be open with their parents, especially their parents and kids, right?
Your kids, yeah.
Everybody in our world knows that we are swingers. All of our friends, our coworkers.
Wow.
Like we don't really, if we have vanilla friends, they know that we're not vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy. That's nice.
Like we don't, it's just, I don't like lying. I don't like keeping hiding secrets. And keeping secrets. You get caught in a trap.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot easier. We didn't know how it was going to go, telling the kids if they were going to just, like, our daughter didn't really talk to me for like 3 months. But
she gets off school for 3 months after you told her.
Yeah, we told her in August. She was drunk and I was drunk.
So
it was an interesting conversation.
It wasn't just a conversation that we're in the lifestyle.
She was really wanting to come and hang out with us with other lifestyle friends.
Yeah.
And she's like, just don't talk about swinging the whole time. And I was like,
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I've known. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, fine.
And so then, you know, we didn't really want her to come hang out. So she's like, well, I already know you're swingers. I said, yeah, but mommy's not just a swinger. I said, we go to events. I'm a queen of spades and I only sleep with black men. I don't care. I just want to come party. And then the next morning she remembered parts of the conversation and she was just like, why didn't you guys just get divorced if you wanted to have sex with other people? And I said, that's not what it's about. We love each other. Yeah. It's fun. It's just variety and it's fun. So it took her a while and
her boyfriend was there and
her boyfriend was in the background. So he knows all about it now too. But she said things like, don't bring me back anything from your sex trips.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, right? Like we just did 2 weeks driving down to Utah or Nevada and stuff. So I brought her a tea towel from Yosemite instead of anything from Vegas. So.
Oh, that's good.
Well, and I believe like lifestyle, so many people that are vanilla, they think that, here, hold my little tiny chocolate dip. So for those of you guys who are listening to this by audio, I have little tiny black dick and boobs that are squeezable. I have a Caucasian boob and an African-American boob. And these are my squeeze toys.
Stress balls.
Yeah, stress balls. Boobs make very great stress balls.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I believe you can have your cake and eat it too, because many people that are outside of the lifestyle, they think it's either this or that, but you can't have both, right? So just like your daughter asked the question, well, mom, why didn't you just get a divorce if you want to be with other people? But I feel like many folks don't understand that you can have both. You can have the love of your life, which is Judd. He's your number one, but you can also have your fun at the same time, right? It's just like if my favorite food is spaghetti and meatballs, it doesn't mean I want to like eat spaghetti and meatballs for the next 40 years of my life. I want to be able to eat some, you know, spinach or, you know, some pizza or some tacos, you know. Yeah, I love eating tacos. Ain't that right? I love eating tacos. You know? I love eating tacos, right? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Venus?
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or a hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy. But having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised actually that that generation, your daughter's generation, isn't more like open and understanding of these outside of the box kinds of relationships. I'm kind of surprised about that. Because like I've talked to other people who've come out to their kids who are older, and their kids are like, oh yeah, fuck, whatever, it's fine. You know, like, you know, my friends are all poly or whatever, you know, like this seems like they don't give a fuck. They're kind of like, oh yeah, sure, been there, done that, you know?
Yeah, she's kind of conservative. Yeah. She's our son is like whatever
you want to do, yeah.
Whatever you're doing, it doesn't. I don't want to.
Just don't want to know
kind of thing. Yeah. They just don't want to know. So.
So tell us, Venus. Like, my eyes keep on drifting to your shirts, and I promise you, I'm not looking at your voluptuous boobs.
Yeah, you are.
You got me. I am. Well, hold on. Give us a look when he popped on her glasses.
Yeah.
You're not still
wearing glasses. Us old people have to wear glasses.
Yeah. All right. So,
closer.
Okay. What does your shirt say?
It says, be the porn star you want to see in the world.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is a top that I got from Afterglow. I don't know if you've heard about it, but Afterglow is like such an amazing company. It's ethical porn mainly produced by women, and it's made for everyone. It's totally unique. It's so fucking cool. XOAfterglow.com. So they sent me this top, and I was like, fuck, yes, I want one of those.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
And I personally believe, you know, just segueing real quick, I believe more porn should be produced and filmed by women.
My God. Have you checked out Afterglow yet?
My
God. One of my favorite videos that's on there is these are usually real couples, and like it's a sensual erotic massage video, of course. And I was just like, fuck yes. I was like, this is so hot. Like, I loved it so much. And I was like, okay, this is different kind of porn. Yeah. Like, it is so different. I really, really like it.
But I thought you hate sensual massages, Venus.
Lies. There's nothing but lies that comes out of this guy's mouth. And that's it. So, yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So what question do you have for our lovely couple, Miss Venus?
All right. I want to get down to it. Okay. I want to know, what was it that inspired this trip, this vow renewal trip? Because like, I'm telling you, I had every fucking person on planet Earth was like, where are you going? What are you doing? What's this thing you're going to? And I'm like, you'll find out, I guess, eventually. But like, it's top secret. And I got an invitation. So fuck off.
Yeah, there you go.
Our road trip. Yeah. So that's yet again, we do everything together. So we can sit in a truck for 2 weeks and not kill each other in a small camper. We thought we'd go back to Vegas because we love going to Vegas. And
it was a good central, it was a central place because all of our friends live all over the United States
and Canada.
And so it was an easy place for people to get to. So we sort of put it out in one of the groups that we're in that's primarily cuckold couples and said, look, we're having a party. We're renting a house. We're looking for, you know, up to four or five couples, and then invited. I was looking for between 8 and 10 black gentlemen to join us, and it all came together. I can't believe it. I still can't believe it all came together and was as awesome as it was.
We love hosting too.
So but it was like, what are we going to do for our 30th?
Yeah.
And well, there wasn't anybody here that we wanted to hang out with because we wanted it to be something that was really us. And doing it in Vegas at this house with everybody standing around us naked watching, you know, that was really us and who we are now. So I even had my veil from when I got married 30 years ago.
Awesome.
My headpiece, it's all yellow, like the flowers were all yellowed on it and stuff, but it was fine. And I bought this lace thing and you wore my hat and stuff. But yeah, we stood Craig McKinney officiated for us, and you know it was really nice. We haven't released the video of our vow renewal because that's just for us, but I have released other videos and pictures and things like that. So
and I guess what inspires was we've seen things online on X.
Well,
or
I would
Twitter.
Say Venus may have inspired
us partially.
Oh really? Oh
yeah, listening. Yeah. Okay, so yours was the first podcast we listened to about cuckolding, and it was your top 10 things, how to cuckold him. And then it was your, what you want to do if you got married again, how you want your wedding night to go. And I'm just, always in my back of my head. I'm like, that's so fucking hot.
And we're already married for 30 years. So why should it be just only the newlyweds to get a chance to do something like this?
Right?
Why can't people who have been married for 30 years, who love each other and have a relationship already, why can't we jump in on it and have some fun doing the same thing?
So we did.
So we just renewed our vows and there's some tears
and then
to be shed.
Oh, everybody was crying. Craig was crying. I was crying. Judd was crying. Half of our guests were crying.
Yeah.
And we all had champagne afterwards. And then I dropped to my knees and started sucking dick.
and then right into the room, right into
then,
our bed.
Yeah, and then somebody took me into our bedroom, fucked me. Up. And then that was it. Like the whole, you guys were there. So, yeah.
Wow. But you missed the Thursday night was a little bit crazy, fun, exciting. We decided the other three couples that flew in from Pennsylvania, Texas, and drove up from California, we all met at a very nice, fancy restaurant with unlimited wine. Free wine?
Not that fancy if it's unlimited wine.
I know.
There were blowjobs in the car.
On the strip?
Along the strip on the way to the hotel. And then it was four cuckoldress women piled on top of poor Craig. And, you know, he was a creeper. Poor Craig, buried under four women. And it's really cool because there's all these, the four cuck husbands, all caged. You know, they're all wearing their cock cages and they're all just like, this is so fucking hot. This is so awesome. We've never been in a situation like this.
We felt comfortable.
And that's what we heard all weekend was just like, oh my God, never have we been in a situation where we could truly be ourselves for solid 48 hours. Nobody left.
Nobody put their clothes on.
Nobody put their clothes on for 2 days.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic.
That's the feeling I got when we got there on Saturday. I was like, I don't think anybody's had clothes on or felt like you guys have been doing the same thing for days. And I was like, they are. And I expected it to be kind of a more docile night because of that, but it wasn't at all. It was amazing. You hadn't even done that kind of situation in Canada.
No, well, we used to throw swinger parties.
Yeah, we had swinger parties here at our house on the island.
Yeah, we've had 18 people in our hot tub and 12
people on top of the on the king size bed. We had a big grotto shower downstairs and 3 or 4 people in that, a pool table.
We had a glory hole.
We had our own glory hole. So we like hosting parties and
nothing like cuck only party.
No, this was because the first okay. real cuck
and not the last.
Yeah, I hope not.
You're doing this again.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll get an invite. That was so fun.
Yeah. It was definitely a blast. And I was following all the festivities on the Telegram group. And I was jealous. I was like, oh my God, I'm missing. I was getting FOMO. And so we came on Saturday night and it was a fucking blast.
Yeah.
Like there was just drinks and naked bodies and like women that just wanted black dick. And like, yeah, tell us about what are you over there doing your hands like that for, Miss Venus?
You say that women that just want black dick. I mean, yes, that was us. Yes.
Just salivating at the mouth. And it was like wonderful. So, yeah. So it seemed like on Saturday, that's when like things started like escalating. Like, tell us more about Saturday.
Saturday, the vow renewal happened at about 4.
Yeah, 4.
And I mean, we were all just hanging out and having drinks and stuff, and people were fucking if they wanted to, kind of thing. And then we paused for half an hour to do the vow renewal, and then we just all started fucking again. And then
we did a big dinner.
Hosted a big dinner, barbecue and stuff, and I had all the cuck husbands like doing all the barbecuing, and they cleaned up. Like they were in their cuck hold like heaven. They were at service and they were getting drinks for the guys. Like anybody want anything? They were so attentive. They cleaned the whole place up. It was great. And their wives and myself, we were, you know, we could just sit back and enjoy and lay back and enjoy.
I love it.
Yeah.
And Venus, you came with a special cuck to Vegas, right?
Yes. I'm actually going to be interviewing him for a bonus episode that's going to be coming up. But yes, I brought my cuck friend Grunky, and he's been on my show before as a guest. So yes, some of you may have heard his name before. But so he came with me and we spent the weekend together and it was so fun. Like it was really, really fun. I don't think he knew what to expect because he's never been to anything like that before. But he's done his thing is he does pro dom cuckolding sessions and stuff throughout the year with different women. So like he's done that aspect of stuff, but like this was totally different. So as we were walking in, we got there late Friday night and we were just going to, come in and say hi and everything like that. As we were walking up to the door, I don't remember what the conversation was with all of us, but I was like, I'm kind of pretty sure that everybody's going to be naked. Cause like I saw the pictures in the group chat. There was nothing but titties and dicks flying. Like it was just nothing but nakedness. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure these guys are like nudists. So I'm pretty sure that everybody's gonna be naked. We walk in, sure enough, everybody's naked. I was like,
welcome to my world.
Wendy's usually the first one naked wherever we go. She'll get the party started wherever. And she did. And we were all naked.
Yeah, I was like, I am so overdressed here. But it was really fun. And it did have, when we got there on Friday, the vibe was like, I felt like you guys had been fucking already for like 24 hours straight. But when we got there Saturday, that was really fun. Because that was like, I don't know, it did feel like maybe just because we were there for more of the time and we were there to party. But it was such a cool vibe. Like, I think Craig was like flogging somebody or something like that. And just like what I thought was really interesting was like all the cucks there in naked and walking around in chastity. And all the bulls pretty much were just walking around naked too. And I was just like, this is so cool. I mean, for a woman, doesn't feel weird for me at all, especially if I've been in like the swinger stuff and whatever. But like, I think that was such an awesome opportunity for the guys to be able to be themselves, their genuine selves, cucky selves, in front of other guys, not just other cucks, but even in front of bulls too. And like, when does that ever fucking happen? When do are you able to be just authentically you in front of a bunch of other dudes? Like, that is such a cool experience. And that's what I loved the most out of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was a little bit different. When you go to Splash, you know, you don't have this that sort of small house party vibe. There's too many people. You can't walk around the cock cage. I guess you can if you're at the right Splash of the pool deck, but it's still sort of not really, it's accepted.
You get a couple looks.
You get some looks.
Yeah.
This party was different. It's like, I'm from back east. We love house parties, love kitchen parties. So to have a small group of people, like 18 or 20 people, in a house together, hanging out, being comfortable, doing what they wanted and what they felt comfortable doing was a nice feeling. It's
Like we'd all met online before.
So everybody,
We knew one of the couples very well, good friends of ours, another couple we'd met at a Splash, but the other couple we hadn't actually met in person yet. And it was amazing to me that everybody, like, because we're in Canada, we can't e-transfer money. So I trusted that all these people were going to show up and kick in, and they trusted that we had actually booked a place and were actually having a party and not just pulling their leg. And we all came together, and it was just like instant, like instant best friends. Everybody got along. There was no pettiness. There was no arguing. The women all like sisters, the guys like brothers,
I think
Saturday night I had all three of the other cuck husbands come up to me and give me a huge hug and just like tears in their eyes. Thank you so much for this, like 48 hours of being my true self, living out my cuck life with my wife by my side, watching her be so happy, so relaxed and so free. Oh my God. It was the compersion for me was like, I love it. I love to make other people happy. And yeah, I will be doing more parties like that.
Maybe closer to home.
Maybe closer to home.
If we can find the guys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Wendy, flesh those nails again on the screen. You got such pretty nails. I'm a fingernail guy.
You got such pretty fingers.
One wrapped around a
yeah.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
I need one of those.
And Charlie, tell us about, there's a certain gentleman that you played with that had a big ass forearm for a dick, and Venus was playing with his forearm. But I want you, Charlie, first tell us about your experience.
Okay.
And then Venus, you can chime in if you want to as well.
Okay. So I came with you, and I was not expecting, I was like going for the social aspect of it. I was interested in the situation. I'm always like anything lifestyle, anything kink, I want to know. And I was not planning on playing at all. I was going to be just like a observer and just have fun. And the fellow that you were talking about, after you and Venus went in to start your massage, he came over and was like, you know, everybody's playing, everybody's, you know, open, you can play too. And I'm like, I don't want to take any guys, you know, the women are, this is their thing. And he's like, no, everybody can play. And I was like, all right, let's fucking do this. So we went in the bedroom and we were in the corner, while you and Venus were on the bed, he and I were on a chair. We started on a chair anyway.
They started on the chair. They didn't end there.
Yeah. And he's very, very well endowed. Like,
he got a big ass dick.
He does. Like,
you're welcome.
It was very, I mean,
what are you talking about?
Stellar. You're welcome. Yes. We are still in contact. I was like, please give me your number.
She's like, I'm going to Canada.
Yeah. I was like, Canada sounds like. but yeah. And so I was just like, okay, let's do this. And, I like being naked too. So I'm just like clothes off, and dick in mouth. And like, I mean, barely even half, and I have a huge mouth. And so I was just like, wow. But, so
hold on. You got to open the mouth though.
Yeah. And get it in there. But it was really cool because we got to play while you guys were doing your thing on the bed, and Grunk was in the corner and people were coming in and out and, you know, watching for a little bit and part, you know, it was very cool. It was really a lot of fun. And then, I, you know, we took a break and I went out and played with, Craig a little. And then, some of the husbands came out to get Craig and I was like, oh, take him, you know, I'm not gonna monopolize. And they were like, well, do you like ladies? And I was like, well, I do. And so there were some women that were bi-curious. And so I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah. So that was, I got to lend my, abilities, I guess, in a way that I was not expecting, to do that at the party. Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, what type of abilities did you get to?
My bi abilities.
Your bi abilities.
Yeah. My lady.
Superpowers.
My abilities. But yeah, it was amazing. And the guys, I expected them solely to be wanting to see their wives fuck black guys, but they were just as excited to see them with, you know, a woman and them getting to experience this bi-curiousness that, and there was no bi-curious, by the way. They were all bi. They were they were curious. Yes, and then one of the husbands got to, you know, he participated and he was
you call him the ass eating god.
He is insane. He's amazing. And I didn't realize that the cucks, you know, their mouths are their tools, apparently. So yeah.
Oh damn. Hey, so right now
use their hands and their tongues. That's about it.
And he's showing the tongue off. He's like, this tongue is magical.
Yes. I'm a believer now. I'm just like, oh my God. So yes, he ate my ass while I was eating pussy and he made me come. I made her come. It was just like, fuck yes. Oh, sorry?
One big train.
Yes, it was. And it was, and, yep. But there were multiple people on the bed. I mean, it was like a big group thing and it was amazing. It was like one of the best experiences I've had in my 3 years of like lifestyle stuff. It was awesome. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes. Yes. I'm just like, please have more parties.
Pleasers. But the good thing was, the thing was for me was, you know, I was, Wendy was playing in a room, other people playing in the room that you're in, and you could stand in the kitchen and you can see right straight down the hall to one group of people playing and then look into the bedroom or our bedroom and see another group of people playing. And it was
for me. No matter where you look, there was just people having fun.
Having fun. You get to stand there and, you know, back and forth continuously. I didn't want to go.
I mean, it was an open door party. Yeah. Like there was nobody going into a room, closing the door so nobody else could come in. No, that's not what it was about. No. And everybody was totally cool with that.
Yeah. And you could feel that energy. Everybody was open. Everybody was welcoming and nobody was. Yeah. It was a total, very good vibe. Absolutely. Yeah.
Until 1:30 in the morning.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
I'm like, it's 1 a.m. and I'm exhausted. It's been quite the weekend. And I just wanted to go to bed. So I walk into my bedroom and there's two people on my bed and there's two people on the couch in the corner. And they're like, oh, hey, what are you doing in here? And I'm like, well, it's my room and I want to go to bed. So get the fuck out of my bedroom.
Party over.
There's rooms in the house. Go pick one.
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, I was like, no, I'm going to bed.
Oh, my God.
So, Miss Venus, I heard that you had like the worst sensual massage experience of your life that weekend. Like the dude a 1-star review on Yelp.
The lies just continue. No, I had such a great sensual massage from Dark Chocolate. This is what I've been looking forward to for so fucking long. And for those of you who are listening who know me, you fucking know I love sensual massage. Like, I'm such a big fan. So this is what I really, really wanted. And so so luckily, Doc remembered to bring the coconut oil this time. Yeah. And it was fucking glorious. I had coconut oil all over me. I had the full on body massage and like, he takes his time. He really, like, there's no rushing through it. Like, oh my God, it was so nice. But yeah, Coke can dick guy, he was like, oh fucking hell. So you were talking, Fun Charlie, you were talking about him earlier. I was standing in the kitchen and this guy, can we say his name or no?
No.
Okay, Coke can guy.
Our friend from Coke Fly.
It's a Coke, not the white powder Coke, but Coke Fly.
Coke can.
There was none of that.
Him, he came up behind me and he was just like, oh, hey, how's it going? And I was like, what is that poking in net behind me? Like, what is that? Like, oh my God. And then so I reached back and I'm like, holy fucking shit, that thing's huge. And I turned around and I was like, damn, I'm holding it. My hand can't go all the way around it. I'm like, wow. Okay. And I was like, dude, your dick like is so heavy.
And straight. And just like, if you make a cast out of a dick, that would be it. Like,
again, you're welcome.
I was like, your dick is so heavy. I said to Grunky, who was naked in chastity, I'm like, Grunky, come over here. We're going to do a comparison right now. So came over and I was like, Grunky was like, this is my, he told me earlier, I'm going to wear my cage that's extra small. I'm like, okay, thinking it was going to be like really small. I'm like, you have so much room in that little cage. Like, what?
Damn.
You could go for it a teeny weeny, not just an extra small. Anyway, so that was a really great little comparison thing that we did. But then, he really, that guy, Coke Can guy, really wanted to like hook up. And I was like, actually, I got a date with Doc Chocolate for a sensual massage. And he's like, well, can I just at least be around? And I was like, of course. No problem. So yeah, when we went to the room, me and Doc went to the room, it was just me and you, and Grunky, of course, right? And
you put like, him in a cut corner, didn't you? You told him, what did you tell Grunky?
Yeah, I told him to go sit on the floor. And I'm like, lucky fucker's getting the fucking cuck experience, okay? He better not complain. And he did not. No. But yeah, so we walked in there, and within like 5 minutes, there was like, I felt like 17 people in that room.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's funny is, Wendy was in there too. And like usually when I do essential massages for ladies, so basically what essential massage is I have coconut oil. I have nice romantic sensual music playing in the background softly. I have lights going, but I didn't bring my gear with me and I felt like I failed. I was like, fuck. Cause like she pulled me aside. She was like, yeah, doc, you're giving me a sensual massage. She didn't even ask me. She was like, you're giving it to me.
You're done.
And I was like, okay. It was like pulling teeth.
Yeah.
No. But like, so we go in. And I basically start off with a regular massage and I take my time, as Venus was saying, and then I go into a little bit more erotic, you know, so we're both butt ass naked and I'm basically working at the top of the shoulders and kissing the neck a little bit and the ears and a little bit and nibbling and all that. And, you know, just using my dick as a third hand. And my dick was like half the size as Coke bottle guy, but whatever. I work with what I got. And so I turned it into a body massage where I'm just basically using the weight of my body on the back of the woman, right? And Venus got this ass, y'all, where like she, many people don't know that she got an ass. You got an ass. You know that, don't you?
And some titties.
And some titties. You got some new titties, you know? And like, it's very nice to, you know, like lean on, right? So like, how did you like the body to body portion of it?
I love that part. I love it so much. There's something very, that's what makes it the sensual massage and not the just like, I'm going to go get a massage, you know? And then I think it didn't take long before I sat on your face. And so that's what really kicked it off after that.
What turned her on was like when I got to her butt, like I started eating her out like from behind, and she was like, yeah, I just want to sit in your face.
And that was great, but like I don't know what was going on. There was somebody got on the bed next to us and it was bouncing, and I was just like, whoa, what's going on over here?
Wendy and
Well, I think there's people fucking on the bed next to us. Because, like, initially, it wasn't you, Charlie, because, like, you were getting fucked by Coke Bottle Guy.
I was.
Because, like, me and Venus were looking over, and, like, Coke Bottle Guy had, like, was standing up, and he... Coke Bottle Guy was standing up, and he had Charlie lifted up, and he was just, like, just railing her. And I was like, God damn, her pussy is going to be destroyed. She's not going to have any ovaries, fallopian tubes, nothing. Like, I was like, shit, he's hitting and lacerating kidneys and livers and shit. I was like, damn. And then, so I was like,
not expecting to be able to take that at all.
Hey, you took that dick. Yeah, she took that dick. And, like, and then later on, a few minutes later, somebody got on the side of us because it was a big ass bed that we were on in your room, Wendy and Judd. And somebody got on and it was kind of throwing me off a little bit rhythm, right, Venus? Because like they were like bouncing and I think they were
being pounded next to you.
Was that you?
That was me.
It was Wendy.
Sir.
Damn.
It was like I was watching with my cage.
Because all the bi thing was going on, the girls.
No, but, not yet.
Yeah. I'm not bi, so I didn't participate in that.
Wendy's not bi in any way.
I'm all about the dick, right, Doc?
Yes, you are. You are all about that dick. And you're going to get this as Splash Mocha when I see you next time, Miss Wendy Blonde on the Bay.
I need my sensual massage.
I was going to say, she needs her massage too.
We're going to have Dick in the Bay. That's what it's going to be. Motherfucking name.
Oh, my God.
God damn it. And then... what happened was, me and Venus are playing around, and then, like, I start fucking you, like, nice and gentle, right? Just, like, gentle-like, right? And then she tells Grunky to come and, like, get up all in my balls, like, as I'm fucking you. Hey, what did you tell Grunky?
Remember exactly, but I think I was on top and then I turned around and I was like, Grunky, you come over here, you put your face right up here, I want you to look at this.
And I feel the heat on my balls and I'm like, is he looking at my balls? I was
like,
oh my god,
he's in there.
Yeah, he got up in there. Right. And so, no, I mean, it was good. It was a fun time. And like, you got anything to add? Like, do you give me a 1-star review? Because that's what you told me, Venus. You gave me a 1-star review on Yelp. That's what
so many lies. So many lies. Anyway, 5-star review. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. That's the best advertisement. So you guys, like, we don't want to keep y'all any longer, but I mean, all in all, this party was a fucking blast. All right. Yes. And I think, like, if you can link up with Blonde on the Bay, any party that they do or whatnot, you guys need to if you're in Canada. Can you give us, Wendy, Judd, both two of y'all individually, whatever? Give advice to those couples that are wanting to get into cuckolding, or maybe they're new into cuckolding, because obviously you guys have, you know, completed the marathon, right? You guys are tried, true. You guys are vets. You know, you guys have experience. Like, what is one big piece of advice that you'll give to those couples?
I would have to say, you know, like it took 2 years of convincing Wendy after her little mishap to go to the club and try something new. So, you know, you could be persistent, but you can't be
pushy,
and you have to be patient. And this lifestyle may not be for everybody, and you may find that out. And don't even think about coming into this unless you're absolutely sure and solid with your own relationship. I mean, and as we all know, it's not there to fix a relationship. But if you're, you know, like 18 years and 20 years of marriage, and why not? You only live once. Give it a try. If it's not for you, then move on.
Yeah. And like, for me, I would say, do what feels right for you. Don't do what you've read that cuckolding is supposed to be. Like, we're not into BDSM. I'm not dominant. If I try and boss him around or dominate him, we just wind up laughing because I'm not submissive either. So I'm kind of like a weird in the middle, but I would say just do what feels right. As long as you're both enjoying it and you're both having fun, then you're not doing it wrong. There isn't a wrong way to do it as long as you're both enjoying it. And to keep the communication open, it's a hard thing to talk about together when you've, you know, your feelings and your wants and your desires and stuff, if it's not something that you're used to. It took us a long time to learn to be completely open with each other about that.
We've made mistakes.
We've made a lot of mistakes along the way, but here we are.
We're still sitting there.
Still there. I love it. And Charlie, is there anything that you want to add on?
I would say if you are thinking of doing it and you're terrified, go to a club and you don't have to do a thing. Just go and observe. Just be with each other and watch people, talk to people. There are so many times when I don't play at all. I'm there for the people and the socializing and the open-mindedness. And then if something happens, that is bonus. So yeah, you can try things out without actually physically doing anything with anybody else. You can do things with each other that you have. I mean, have you ever had sex? Have you ever given a blowjob in public? I mean, that's your opportunity to do it. You know, I mean, you don't have to intermingle with everybody else to experience stuff like that. So that's my only, yeah.
I love it. And I forgot to mention your OnlyFans, Miss, not you, Venus, but like you, Miss Blonde on the Bay. Tell us a little bit more about that real quick.
My OnlyFans? Oh, yeah, it's pretty small.
You want to hear about your OnlyFans? God damn it.
It's pretty small. I'm not making content with like big people, content creators like you. It's not staged and it's not like a big production. It's just Judd with his iPhone. And he usually only takes like 2 minutes at a time. So my longest video was like 4.5 minutes or something, but it's all just real. And it's my real dates. And it's just me living my life. And
if you make a couple bucks, you make a couple
and
bucks.
I'm yes. Blonde on the Bay there. And yeah. Awesome.
It's not the focus of our journey. It's something
it's
extra.
Just a little bit fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, Blonde on the Bay, Mr. and Mrs. Blonde on the Bay, where do people find you at? Your OnlyFans, Twitter, all that good stuff. Okay.
You can find Judd on Twitter at OG Cuckband. And you can find me at Blonde on the Bay. Twitter and FET and OnlyFans. And I think I'm on a whole bunch of other sites that I don't pay for, that I don't go to, because I don't have any luck on there. So why would I bother?
Gotcha. And for Charlie, tell everybody where they find your OnlyFans and your good stuff at again.
My OnlyFans is fun_Charlie_XXX. And then pretty much everything else you can find at either funcharlie.com or funcharlie420.
All right. And then Ms. Venus, you have a program, a matchmaking service for cucks and whatnot, don't you?
Yes, I do. So it's called Venus Connections. It's for singles that are looking for a partner for a long-term loving cuckold relationship. And I just need to make that very clear, because I've had lots of people just assume that it's for couples looking for bulls. And it's not, unfortunately. And I do realize there is a big need for that service, but I'm not the one to provide it. So it is for singles like myself who are looking for their life partner. So single aspiring cuckoldresses, looking for single cucks, that kind of thing. So it's venusconnections.com. One thing that I would like to say before we go, I just want to say a big, huge thank you to both of you guys, yes. Wendy and Judd, for the invitation to your party. And I do think these in-person events are really special opportunities. I talked about it a little bit about earlier about how this is such a unique opportunity for men to be themselves in front of other men. But for couples, and you guys were talking about how important community has become to you, I just would, for anybody listening right now, would love to be able to emphasize that, yes, this lifestyle is so fun when the wife gets to sleep with another guy and the husband is involved in some way and it's a gift you give each other and blah, 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 blah. That's fucking amazing. A lot of couples just leave it at that. But I'm telling you, you're missing out on the community part. You're missing out on the friendships. You're missing out on the connections. and the fun experiences that you can have together as a group, especially these like little parties, because yeah, Splash Mocha is really fun. It is heaven, but it doesn't have the same vibe as these like small parties do. And you'll find that in the swingers community too. The big swingers clubs are fun, but everybody really loves the private swingers parties, right? Yeah. I mean, that's just a different vibe to it. So thank you so much for doing that. And I know, Wendy, that you work towards, you know, making other events and stuff like that. So thank you for the work that you do with that, because it's one thing to really take from the lifestyle like a lot of us do. We take from it and enjoy it and we consume it. But to be able to give back in some ways to have these experiences for other people, I think that's really special. So thank you.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.